Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN, Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. A little bit later on in this 15-minute live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, I'll be reading more scripture out of the Holy Word of God, the King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. A few days ago, I seen a story on the internet. Now, there was an explosion that happened in Donetsk, in the country of Ukraine. One report was an explosion happened at a chemical plant, factory of some kind in the Ukraine, and that and it showed the footage, you know, of the explosion, and then there was a mushroom cloud with a shock wave. But some people are saying that it might have been a tactical nuclear device of some kind. I believe we're in the Third World War, and I've been saying for a long time on my shows that nuclear war is going to happen in the future. I hope and pray you're trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day by the power of God Almighty. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, and one day the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven to judge this world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. You can call in live right now here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. The call-in number for Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. That you dial 347-633-9660. And after this broadcast, you can also contact me on my cell phone. My cell phone number, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. I told Vino's Pizza I would put in a good word for them. They have carry-out and delivery, and their phone number, 904-683-2444. They're located at 1430 San Marco Boulevard, and they're open 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. every day. So that's Vino's Pizza and Italian Cuisine. Buffet every day from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Carry out and delivery. 904-683-2444 is their phone number. Dial one first, of course, 904-683-2444. Located at 1430 San Marco Boulevard in Jacksonville, Florida, okay? And so how do you feel about what happened in the Ukraine? Some people are saying it was a tactical nuclear device, or it was just a bomb that went off at a chemical facility of some kind in Donetsk, Ukraine. Has World War III begun? Let me know how you feel about this. Give me a call On my cell phone later on, 904-504-4283, 904-504-4283, or email me, quakeman30@gmail.com. That's quakeman30@gmail.com. Also, a few days ago, there was almost a magnitude 5.0 earthquake that happened in Southern California, Baja, Mexico border region. And that was the largest quake that they've had in quite a long time in that area. A bigger earthquake is coming. Now, I've been through a big earthquake before. My ex-wife and I went through the January 17th, 1994 Northridge quake. It did over $20 billion in damage. Over 80 people died. Houses collapsed. Freeways collapsed. And it was horrible, to say the least. It was the largest natural disaster in American history up until Hurricane Katrina. Stand by. And I'm eating something to eat. I'm kind of hungry right now. It's 4:07 p.m. right now, Eastern Time, which is 1:07 p.m. Pacific Time, and in all the other time zones around the world. And so are we in the Third World War? How do you feel about this? Let me know. And now I'm going to read out of the book of Psalms, of Psalm 31. Psalm 41. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him, and now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen. I'm praying for this missionary family, Ramsey and Ruth Tamar, missionaries to Jerusalem. Pray for this family, ladies and gentlemen. Peter, Ruth, Ramsey, Christy, and George, missionaries to Jerusalem. God bless them. And going to be wrapping up pretty soon this 15-minute live broadcast. I'm eating some lunch. Kind of hungry. Having a couple of sandwiches here. And, you know, God is so good, ladies and gentlemen. He provides the air to breathe, people to care about. And, you know, people, they hate me for no reason because I preach the Word of God. They don't want to hear the Word of God. I feel sorry for those people. I pray that they would repent, believing and trusting the Lord, the people that God brings into my life. And for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why will ye die, O house of Israel? Why will ye die, O people? Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall call in prayer upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Some more harmonica music. Stand by. Later on, I'll be going to North Jacksonville Baptist Church for the Wednesday evening prayer service. And, you know, God is good. God is so good, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, if you want one of my newsletters, The Gregory Report, it's only $1 for my newsletter, The Gregory Report. If you want one, give me a call, 904-504-4283, and I'll send it to you in the mail. 904-504-4283. And any kind of contribution for my network, GNN Gregory's Network, much appreciated. It's a Christian ministry. God has allowed me to start a church, Tribulation Baptist Church. It's a home church, and that's where I'm coming to you from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. Today is Wednesday, February 11th, 2015. Going to be wrapping up pretty soon. And believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent from your wicked ways. Repent means turn away from any sinful way. Have a change of mind. Believe and trust in the Lord. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. God will lead you to repentance, to turn away from any sinful way. Now, we as Christians, we're not perfect. We still make mistakes. But whenever we do sin, we confess our sins to God Almighty, and he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we strive not to sin at all. At times we mess up. We're still in the flesh. In the flesh dwelleth no good thing, the Bible says. And it's a beautiful day here in Jacksonville, Florida. It's in the 60s, close to 70, I think. It's been a beautiful day. And believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And call upon him right now. Today's the day of salvation. Right now is the day of salvation. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall call upon the Lord, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. Ye must be born again, born with the Holy Spirit of God. Once you believe God, you call upon him, he will give you the Holy Spirit to indwell within you forever. God will never leave us nor forsake us. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We're down to the last minute. You have a great day. May God richly bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. I believe World War III has begun, and I believe nuclear weapons are going to be used. I hope not, but that's the way I see it. And so going to be wrapping up. My name is James William Gregory, Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN, Gregory News Network. You keep me in your prayers. The more I serve God, the more Satan and his people are on the attack against me. So keep me in your prayers. The other day I was on WBOB 600 AM radio station here in Jacksonville. And so thank you very much, WBOB 600 AM radio station. Okay, and listen, wrapping up, you have a great day. My name is James William Gregory, Jr., Tribulation Baptist Church, reporting for my network, GNN Gregory News Network. Have a great day. May God bless you. Take care.